Good morning and welcome back, everyone. It is Tuesday, December 15th, and I'm your host, Seth Kirkpatrick. Today, we'll be taking a look at a new M&A deal from the gaming company Electronic Arts, as well as one oil company that plans to cut back on their carbon emissions over the next 5 years. All that and more on today's episode of the 5-Minute Drill, brought to you by Up5 Media. To get things started this morning, New York City's first COVID-19 vaccine was administered yesterday as part of a live stream event held by the state's governor, Andrew Cuomo. The person that received the shot was Sandra Lindsay, a critical care nurse at the Long Island Jewish Medical Center in Queens. During the live stream, Governor Cuomo had some thoughts and expectations about this historic moment, and this is what he had to say.
New Yorkers and Americans having to do their part and take the vaccine. Because the vaccine only works if the American people take it. They estimate we need 75% to 85% of Americans to take the vaccine for it to be effective. So every American has to do their part. And your point is right. It's going to take months before the vaccine hits critical mass.
As for our second story this morning, the Electoral College confirmed yesterday that President-elect Joe Biden had acquired more than 270 electoral votes, affirming his victory in the 2020 presidential election. Now, it isn't all over yet, as Congress still has to have a joint session on January 6th, which will be presided by Vice President Mike Pence and will ultimately name a winner. Even still, this decision by the Electoral College is plenty of a victory, and Biden held a briefing last night sharing his thoughts about the win.
More than 81 million of those votes were cast for me and Vice President-elect Harris. That, too, is a record. More than any ticket has received in the history of America. It represents a winning margin of more than 7 million votes over the number of votes cast for my opponent. Together, Vice President-elect Harris and I earned 306 electoral votes, well exceeding the 270 electoral votes needed to secure victory. 306 electoral votes is the same number of electoral votes that Donald Trump and Vice President Pence received when they won in 2016. Excuse me. At the time, President Trump called the Electoral College tally a landslide. By his own standards, these numbers represented a clear victory then, and I respectfully suggest they do so now.
Now for our next story this morning, the video game company Electronic Arts announced yesterday that it'll be acquiring the UK-based game developer known as Codemasters, which is behind popular racing series such as Dirt and Formula One. EA will be buying each of their shares for the equivalent of $8.10, which totals the deal at more than $1 billion. CEO of Electronic Arts, Andrew Wilson, said that the company believes this is a, quote, deeply compelling opportunity in bringing together Codemasters and EA to create amazing and innovative new racing games for fans. Now, originally, Codemasters was supposed to be bought by Take-Two Interactive, one of Electronic Arts' rivals, but since EA's offer was nearly 14% higher, the company went with the obvious choice. And for our next story today, the social media giant Reddit announced that it acquired the TikTok rival known as Dubsmash, which according to the company generates an impressive 1 billion views a month. This acquisition comes after Reddit has seen a growth in the amount of videos shared on its platform, which has doubled this year. This also follows a trend of many social media companies like Facebook implementing a short video feature into their service to compete with TikTok. The price tag of this deal has not yet been disclosed, but Dubsmash was valued at more than $47 million in 2016, and last year raised an additional $20 million. And for our final story this morning, we go to ExxonMobil, who announced yesterday it would be reducing its carbon emissions from gas and oil production by 15-20% by 2025. The company also announced it would cut methane flaring by anywhere between 35-45% in 2025, with the goal of completely eliminating it by 2030. When talking about the company's new green goals, CEO Darren Woods said, quote, "We respect and support society's ambition to achieve net zero emissions by 2050 and continue to advocate for policies that promote cost-effective, market-based solutions to address the risks of climate change." Anyways, folks, that wraps up today's episode. As always, make sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, and we look forward to catching you bright and early Wednesday morning as we continue to redefine how you experience news.